From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the Los Angeles mayor's race is not over. We'll have the latest on who's still in the running. But first, it looks like it's going to be harder for people to declare bankruptcy. The bankruptcy bill that's been locked up in Congress for the past 8 years is on the brink of becoming law. There were several breakthrough votes in the Senate this week. Joining me now is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. And Ron, what exactly does this bill do?
Madeline, it sets up a means test for debtors who want protection from creditors under the bankruptcy code. And if their income is above the median for their state, they're probably going to have to go into the tough rules of Chapter 13. That's a part of the code that makes them repay their debts on a set schedule and get counseling in future credit management.
And how's that different from current law?
Well, right now, many of those same people would be able to file under Chapter 7, which would be somewhat more liberal for them, and have their debts erased at the sacrifice of some of their assets, but not all. It's what's called the Fresh Start provision.
And who's behind this bill?
Well, banks, credit card companies, retailers, people who think it's been too easy for some people to abuse credit or abuse the bankruptcy law to get out from under. And these are large and economic players on the Hill, and they know how to be heard.
And they know how to lobby?
Well, and they know how to give money to members of Congress. Over the last 15 years, more than $40 million has come from groups like Visa, MasterCard, American Bankers Association, and some of the big banks and the big auto company credit operations to members of Congress. And, well, that certainly does get the attention and the access to members that people who can give large contributions can get.
And so is there anyone on the other side giving money?
Well, there is not a debtor's lobby, per se, but there are consumer groups and labor unions and others who have lobbied on the bill. And while they acknowledge that there's been some abuse of the bankruptcy code for getting out from under, they also say it's too tough on the families who have big medical bills or lose a job or lose a breadwinner into the military service or have some other kind of unexpected trouble.
And are there any exceptions in this bill for those situations?
Well, there could be, but there were many amendments offered to make exceptions for just those kinds of people, and they've all been defeated.
Mm. And what about the amendments that were voted on this week?
Well, this week the Senate first refused to put a minimum wage increase on this bill. And for, well, about the same period of time this bill has been before the Congress, there has been one minimum wage, the federal minimum wage of $5.15. It hasn't been changed. And a lot of people have been trying to change it, primarily Teddy Kennedy and some of the other Democrats. And they tried to put it on this bill. And if they had, that might have killed the bill in the House. But they were defeated narrowly on Monday.
And there was a highly reported abortion amendment.
Yes, in the last two Congresses, this bill has actually died because the Senate put on an amendment that made it more difficult for abortion protesters to get out from under court judgments by going into the bankruptcy code. This year, that amendment was defeated quite narrowly.
And why did the Senate change its mind?
Well, the short answer is that the Senate has four more Republicans this year than it had last time, and there were 51 Republican votes to defeat that amendment yesterday.
Hmm. And so is that it? Is the bill a done deal?
Yes, it could even happen later tonight. More likely it's going to happen tomorrow. Then the House will take it up later this month or early in April. The president will sign it in April, has said he would, and then we could expect to see it take effect 6 months later in October.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, thank you.
Thank you, Madeline.